From the beginning, the task for the administration has been to balance two competing desires, to satisfy its conservative base, which is adamantly opposed to affirmative action, and to court Black and Hispanic voters, as it says it wants to do. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
After Trent Lott's resignation, every race-related decision by the White House has come under extra scrutiny. Would the president feel the need to alter his agenda or message to reassure minority voters and white moderates? The answer appears to be no. President Bush renominated Judge Charles Pickering to the appeals court, despite questions about his record on race. Now he has decided to side with the white plaintiffs in the Michigan case. That decision goes a long way toward reassuring conservatives, like Bill Bennett of Empower America, who had been concerned about a political retreat by the Bush administration.
I was worried that there would be some who would say that the consistent thing to do, if you felt bad about what Trent Lott said, would be to not support the plaintiffs in the Michigan case. I think fidelity to the principle, which the president articulated at the time of the Trent Lott episode, I think requires him to be on the side of these students, the plaintiffs in the Michigan case.
No one was more critical of Trent Lott than syndicated columnist Armstrong Williams, a Black conservative who's had meetings this week with top Republican leaders about what the party needs to do to improve its image with minorities.
I think where the Republicans really have lost a lot of credibility and they really need to gain it back is on the issue of race. And unless you have people on your staff who can bring that experience and that sensitivity, you will continue to have the kind of remarks that you had from the former Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott. And so therefore, what we have to do, we got to get Blacks in the Republican Party. State chairs, local chairs, secretaries, treasurers. And what this translates to is that when we have our Republican National Convention, you will begin to see more and more Black delegates at this convention.
There are currently no African-American Republicans in Congress, but Williams disagrees with other Black leaders who say the way to change that is to change the Republican Party's positions on race. Williams was appalled that Trent Lott, in one of his many apologies, suggested he had reversed his views on affirmative action.
If we begin to do what Trent Lott did in his interview on BET, where we start disavowing the things that we believe in, like quotas across the board, then people can't trust us anymore. We must go forward with our agenda, especially when it's based on principle. We can't back down.
But others believe that agenda is the problem. David Bositis, senior policy analyst at the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, a research group that deals with African-American issues, argues that it is the party's policies on race that prevent more minorities from voting Republican. And Bositis believes the decision to side with the plaintiffs in the Michigan case will hurt the GOP's efforts to appeal to minorities.
I believe the Bush team had thought that African Americans were going to be difficult, if not impossible, for them to reach because of their agenda. But they had also thought that they could make enough inroads with Hispanic Americans to perhaps make up for the lack of support and outright hostility of African Americans. But this is something that Hispanic Americans are going to receive in the same way as African Americans.
Mr. Bush only received 9% of the Black vote in 2000. He did much better among Hispanics, one of the fastest growing demographics in America. The president's strategists have said that Republicans must get even more Latino votes in order to win elections in the future. But Bositis' research tells him affirmative action is a key issue for those voters.
Especially in terms of higher education, it is, if anything, more important for Hispanics than it is for African Americans. There are not anywhere near as many traditionally Hispanic institutes of higher education. And the affirmative action policies of many schools, including in California and Texas, are very critical for Hispanics to get a higher education.
The president's advisors believe he can convince voters that admissions policies with no preferences for race or ethnicity are best for whites, blacks, and Hispanics. That debate began in earnest today. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.